Welcome to Season 4 of Spin is a Four-Letter Word, Maroon's Mark. I'm John Maroon. As we celebrate 20 years of Maroon PR, this season is a toast to the relationships, risks, and lessons that shaped our journey. In each episode, I connect with a special guest who's left their mark on me, our agency, or our industry, offering real-world perspective for building what lasts. Grab a drink. Cheers to 20 years. Hey, everybody. This is John Maroon. Good to see you. I'm with Jen Renahan, our COO. And welcome to Season 4 of our podcast, Spin is a Four-Letter Word. This year, we are calling it Maroon's Mark for a myriad of reasons, right? It's our 20th anniversary of the company. We're going to have 20 amazing guests on. And just as importantly, we are creating our own bourbon this year. We have it aging as we speak in a barrel in Louisville with Maker's Mark. We call it Maroon's Mark. And so that'll be coming out shortly at our 20th anniversary celebration. But Jen, big year. Cheers. Going to be a lot of fun this year on the podcast. I think what we really want to do is interview some people that have been really important to us as an agency, important to me and my personal growth and our journey here, and then just really important and made no impact on our industry and like been around for the changes. So we're hoping as you guys tune in, whether you're listening or watching, that you learn something about the industry, you hear some fun, good stories. Our first guest is going to be our first client, Cal Ripken Jr., which is great. We spent a lot of time with Cal talking about our history together and what he's doing now and all that good stuff. So that'll be coming out shortly. But
yeah,
should be a fun
anyway. Be a great one. I know you feel like you talk to Cal a lot and you know all the stories, but I think people listening, there's a lot that shaped, right? Like that shaped you as a PR professional with Cal and then you, the two of you growing together in that space post-career, his career and how to work together with the media and what that looks like for him. So I think there's a lot of stories.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you look back, that was 30 years ago when I met him and started working with him and, you know, just kind of our journey together and how media has changed and all that. We've talked about that. And then, you know, our second episode is going to be with Phyllis Marriage. And, you know, Phyllis, you'll hear it on the episode, hopefully you listen to. You know, Phyllis was my mentor, but she was my mentor before mentoring was a thing. She just did it. And, you know, she's an incredible woman. I've been very, very lucky in my life to have strong women around me, and it shaped me in a lot of different ways. It started with my mom and then with Phyllis and so on and so forth. So that'll be a lot of fun too. I mean, Phyllis's career path, for one of the first women in PR and baseball and really carving her way, is really interesting.
Yeah, for sure. So she's got the mark on you, but then even the industry perspective too. Like she's got good perspective. We're also going to talk to other agency owners, other PR people, either locally and even nationally, that that we've crossed paths with along the way, and get their perspective on the industry and how it's evolved. And I think, too, being able to talk about the agency as well and how we've evolved over 20 years and what that's looked like will be weaved into these
Well,
for sure.
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I look back at the way we evolved, and it's funny. People ask you, what'd you plan? What'd you do? Well, you don't plan a whole lot, right? Early on, you're in this thing and you're trying to keep your doors open. You're trying to pay people and you're trying to find business and you're chasing it around. But within that, in order to stay relevant, you evolve with the times. And like, I think the big tipping point we've talked on in the past, is when we added video, in-house video. We did that well before most agencies did, most PR firms did. And then obviously social media came in, changed the whole universe and how we live. And now media buying and that sort of thing's evolved into it. So just staying on top of the game and not being afraid to take risks, because I'm a fairly risk-averse person, but not being afraid to take some risks that you could see dividends is really important as you're growing things and reaching 20-year marks.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm excited for you to talk to other PR people on their journeys and maybe see with some younger, you know, people coming through the industry now to get their experience, you know, now versus what PR looked like back, you know, when you started.
Yeah. And I think one thing we'll touch on a lot over the months ahead, and then the idea just here is the 20th anniversary, we're going to have 20 different guests. That's the plan. 20 different really special people to spend time on. You're seeing now we're doing video to coincide with the audio as well. But I think one thing you'll see now is that everything kind of goes full circle in this world, right? And certainly PR is no exception to that. The focus on media relations seems to be ticking up again. It had flatlined for a little bit. It was all about social and content, which is still critical. But now you've seen it come up again because all the AI is getting fed by earned media. So you've seen that happening, which is really interesting. And journalists really wanting to work with PR firms a little more effectively.
Yeah. And I think, too, like from the agency perspective, that media relations component is still super unique to an agency, where in-house you might not have a lot of media relationships, and you lean on an agency to take that part of your PR strategy is still something that I think is super valuable. Now we just like to do it, that and the earned media and the paid media, and help clients grow like holistically. But I do think the earned media component, yes, because AI is driving a lot of it today, but it still has a place in agency life because of the relationships we build and the time we spend with media across the board helps. I think that gives our clients a lot of confidence in the agency.
No, I agree. And look, I think even internally, you know, I'd like to ask you a little bit. You've been here a long time. You started your career here with us when we opened our doors, and you left for a little while. You came back and you evolved.
I first started my career with you at the Ripken.
The Ripken Baseball. Yeah.
Cal Ripken World Series. Yes. Exact.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it's been amazing to see the growth. And just that we're able to shift and change and kind of do what we need to do to stay relevant. Yeah. That's been, you know, really exciting. And, you know, we've had a lot of clients over the years that have stayed with us.
Yeah.
And when you talk to Cal, like he's still a client, and the Ripken Foundation's still a client. There's other clients that we've built such strong relationships with that stay with us. So that's been super exciting. Yeah. And I think the work we're doing now to kind of shape ourselves as experts in the sports and nonprofits, hospitality, and even the professional services space, I think that's been really great to see, and kind of helps us focus ourselves and sell ourselves better. So
yeah, I think the specialization has always been kind of you weigh the pros and cons, right? Your fear of the limitations that it might bring. But the reality is, when it brings you comfort when you have somebody in that space because you know how to succeed in that space. And then it also helps open a lot of doors because now you are experts in that space. And it took us a long time to get to a point where we felt comfortable doing that. We did that a few years ago, and it's been a great thing for us to do. And honestly, Jen, just seeing you grow, you know, since you came back to us and all the growth that you've done and helped lead in the company, I hope you're proud of that. I'm proud of watching it happen and seeing that take place. So it's been a crazy 20 years. This is going to be a really fun season, I think, for us. We're going to talk to some really, really interesting folks, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you tune in. Maroons Mark, 20th anniversary celebration. Here's cheers to 20 more.
And maybe you'll get to try our bourbon.
Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.